Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Tass in Baltimore. We're Baltimore Positive. We're positively here in beautiful Perry Hall, right around the corner from White Marsh, not too far from Kearney. I don't know where the delineation. I lived here for 7 years, right behind here. We're at Missoni's in beautiful Perry. This is Perry Hall because it says Perry Hall. I don't know where it stops being Perry Hall and it starts being Honey Go. But we're over here in my old homeland. My son went to the hall, Perry Hall. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have Harlem Globetrotter scratch-offs. You've already had winners here. Lady that won $3. I gave her a little bit of a rebate because she bought Purple Ring 2 years ago. So I think it was 22 bucks. Gave her a rebate back. But she won. Our friends at GBMC as well as Farnan and Dermer. They're our HVAC folks. They're the comfort guys. Hopefully, very comfortable day today. Spring has sprung. Councilman David Marks is here. Yeah, I think of Perry Hall. Think of you. You've been representing this area for a long time. I see what happened in White Marsh the other night. My wife and I were at White Marsh the night before things happened. Things get in the news, and you have to stand up, and you probably were asleep when it happened, and then talk about it on the radio, yeah, wherever it is. I think at any point, I mean, think about Perry Hall High School years ago and the incident there. And one of the reasons people don't run for office is because they have to come on here and talk about those things. But I know you're working every day to try to get positive things going on here. We'll definitely get to that, but what happened at White Marsh the other night? And the last time I think I was together with you, I was over at Red Brick, and we looked out and said, the mall's going to be this, it's going to be that, and there's going to be housing. And I know the land issue is its own thing that we can talk about. My wife hadn't been over in a while, and I drove past what used to be the duck farm, and I'm like, oh, my God. If you haven't been to White Marsh in a couple of years, you'll see that it is changing. But one thing, crime's an issue, and I don't think anybody likes to wake up and hear or see that we're having those kinds of problems.
Yeah, I mean, this is a show about positivity, right?
Sure.
And there's a lot of great things happening out here. This is a vibrant, growing community. You mentioned that. People want to live here. You ask where I was when this whole thing happened. I was celebrating my daughter's 17th birthday at Liv's Grill, which is a very popular
place. Now, that's
Honey
Go.
That's Honey Go.
All right,
yeah,
just
making sure
I know the difference.
We've got great schools. Our schools are actually getting less and less crowded because of steps we've taken.
We were in the trailer situation for a long time, back when my kid was in school. Yeah,
yeah, so we built Nottingham Middle School. We've renovated Pine Grove Middle. So we have great schools. We have abundant parks. You drive along Honey Go Boulevard, and it's a lot of green space.
I saw that big school that popped up on King Avenue other side of the Boomy Temple.
Yeah, Nottingham Park.
Now, I lived right behind the Boomy Temple. I lived in that little community, Springhouse Circle. It's all tree-lined now. Mm-hmm. The house looks smaller than it did when I bought it 30 years ago, but right up against 95. Mm-hmm. And I drove King Avenue because I go to Yaya's to get some Claudian Biennes. So I was heading down there toward the Pizza Hut, and my buddy used to live right there. And I'm like, wow. And you mentioned Honey Go. I mean, I lived 4 blocks from here for years when that was a dead end. And the only way to get to Perry Hall was to go down the name of the road? It dead ended. High School Road dead ended.
Around 1990, they put that through. Yeah.
I mean, and it feels like a minute and a half ago to me. I lived here in the mid-90s. But like that whole Libs Grill, the Y's, all of that back there, it comes from, and you were a kid, but I mean, it comes from the David Marks of 35 years ago and a county executive, I guess then. I mean, I don't even know who would have...
Roger Hayden.
Okay,
Hayden. And then Dutch Rupersberger, yeah. It's a long time ago.
And Venatoulis wouldn't have had any thought about that, or, you know. But this is what politics is, and saying we're going to build White Marsh Mall 50 years ago. We're going to have the highway go through there. We're going to have housing around there. We need to build Perry Hall High School. Like, the modern part of this is... There's not much more to go, right? Like we've 43 kind of expanded out toward Middle River. We're pretty used up around here, other than gunpowder.
Yeah,
kind of
right? We are. We have an urban boundary that also protects a lot of those farms in the north. So we have to figure out what to do with what we already have. But I mean, there's a good story here. I mean, there are people still moving here. There are families that are establishing here. The schools are great. The parks are abundant. We have a terrific rec council. And, you know, there's a lot of great things even happening at White Marsh. I mean, the Avenue, for example. I mean, there's people who come to the Avenue from all around. And, you know, we do have things that, like, look what happened the other night.
Well, I drove through the avenue. I went shopping over at the World Market over there because I was trying to get some little jellies and jams from around the world.
And
my wife and I went to the movies over there a month and a half ago, too, IMAX. But I drove through, and that ice rink that's there, and the way it's all been put. And I had Bill Blocker on with his daughter and Ando's. I mean, I love all those places. And Bill knows that. And I've been going in there for 30 years since I lived over by the Boomy Temple. I used to eat lunch in there when I was syndicated. And the fact that from Della Rose's and how the thing has grown up and survived, but the ice rink and the family vibe and the movie theater and being able to get all sorts of food, Jamaican food, and I didn't think the Avenue would have ever have worked. I said, who's going to go outside and do anything? No, I want to get inside the mall, get a coffee. Because I'm a mall rat. I grew up that way. I think the Avenue's been an unbelievably successful.
It has.
All of the Texas Road, and all the things on the back end, there used to be the cable television back there, and then on the other side where the Best Buy is, the Campbell Boulevard side, I've watched all of that come up as a taxpayer in this district to say these are all jobs, food, places like Missoni's, I can come out and get a great meatball. That's what makes a community thrive is good business. Bad press doesn't, though, right? I mean,
you know,
having people feel like one incident makes that I can't go over and get an Ando sandwich today. It's ridiculous, I think.
Yeah, the Avenue succeeds because it's a destination. It's always reinventing itself, right? You know, they have the concerts. They have the ice skating rink. They are always doing something new. I think that's the lesson for White Marsh Mall. Malls have to reinvent themselves, too. I mean, the malls from the 1980s aren't going to be the same.
They really didn't do anything different, did they? They just did food court and Santa Claus and that. Literally.
I mean,
They're maybe a carousel, you know what I mean? Like, there was a little bit of that. But then online happened, and nobody can compete with it.
That's exactly right. COVID happened. Sure. Yeah, all that happened. I mean, as far as the other night, look, it's a serious issue. People should not be afraid to go dine or meet up with friends. And it's a complicated issue. I hear from people all the time, well, just shut the bus lines down. These kids are taking Uber and Lyft. They're using private cars to get there. So, you know, you just can't shut the bus lines down, right? And you do have a freedom of assembly in this country. You have the right to congregate with people. You cross a line. And I think that's where the police and the county government and the state legislators need to start developing some solutions. What are these kids going to do? What are the appropriate penalties for those who disrespect the law? So I think tonight we're going to have a town hall meeting, but it's the beginning of a bigger conversation about what needs to happen there.
Well, and what will people be saying at the town hall that you can respond to? You hear it all. I mean, and if I sat here like BAL and took phone calls, you know, if I was the phone call guy or the web page guy, or I mean, you see what people have to say. What can be done? I mean, from solution I mean, the first thing that happens is you start restricting hours, and we're seeing that in Fells Point. And I hear this in the city all the time. And this isn't left, right, black, white, county, city. This is young people.
Yeah.
I was a mall rat.
Yeah.
My buddies got into trouble at the mall. But, you know, not bad trouble, not guns and violence trouble, but stupid shit that got us thrown out of the mall. You know what I mean? And that's what kids do, there's a point where the gathering part of the modern thing where everybody knows where everybody is, we used to go to the mall to find each other, like literally. I can't think like that anymore. But if you're not there to do business, if you're not there to be a customer, I don't know where I'm probably on the right side of the aisle to some degree, especially if I owned a place that was getting shut down because of non-customer loitering people that are there to cruise the mall, right? But I don't know. I was a kid that cruised. I cruised Golden Ring. It's gone. I cruised White Marsh. I cruised East Point. It's what we did when we were kids. I mean, it really was.
Yeah. I mean, the easiest thing to say is you're going to bolster security and put more police there and that sort of thing. And that's absolutely one solution. But, you know, there is better communication between the security and the police than there's ever been at that place. They found out about this incident hours before it happened. They mobilized. They were ready for it.
It was an online.
Yeah. They found out about it. I wish people would understand that when these things happen, though, we can't always communicate sometimes everything that's happening. you know, I got all these calls on Saturday. Well,
there's an investigation.
Yeah,
right?
Can you confirm that someone's been tasered? One person said there was a shooting, and that became viral. Neither of those happened.
Okay.
You know, the police did their job. But, you know...
That's the hardest part, is to shoot down lies when they're not
facts.
That's
the hardest thing.
Yeah, sure.
What can be done? Obviously, more robust police and security, better communication, better partnerships, I think, to develop, you know, ideas about where these kids are going to go, what they're going to be doing productively. And that's the start of the conversation tonight, I think.
All right. Well, David Marks is here. All right. So, land use, and, can I call you a land guy as a councilman? Is that fair?
I mean, people say
that to you.
Yeah.
Give me, and I really don't know the answer to this, your ideology on the farm side, the usage side, the school side, the residential side. Because I do come out here, and this isn't a criticism, it's just literally an observation. I drove into that neighborhood we went through. I drove past the mall, and I saw like what used to be a farm are all houses. And I thought, well, is this going to feed overly? You know, because I lived near there. And I thought, do we need more of that? Then I crossed King Avenue, and I'm like, oh, my God, it looks like Colgate Elementary, rebuilder, Dundalk High School. Looks an investment. The same thing I saw with Honeygo 30 years ago. New park, new this, new things for kids to do, new development. I don't know how all that got passed or whether there was a U for it or against it or it gets pushed through or not, but I do know the existing things, and I speak about this and when Johnny was running the county. I haven't talked to Kathy about it, but security, East Point Mall, where my son lives in my parents' home that was bought in 1953, you know, right across from East Point Mall, that was always going to be, the hospital's going to buy it. There's always a rumor attached to it. What's the rumors and what's the facts about this ginormous plot? And the plot of land in White Marsh has got to be three times the size of security.
White Marsh Mall.
And White Marsh.
Yeah.
I mean, for security in East Point, they were 1960s footprints. White Marsh, the entire area was built around that mall, right? I mean, literally the circle of traffic that was built around that's very unprecedented. And then everything else that blew up around it, is the mall going to become a Jetsons kind of living space where it's going to be a community eventually?
It is their decision to make. They're the private property owner. Now, there's other malls where you've seen them working with the county to better plan what they're going to look like. One of my frustrations has been that the White Marsh Mall just, it seems to be in this static condition, right? It's just the mall, but it has to reinvent itself like the Avenue's done. You know, there's the part where the Sears is, that is going to be housing. That's going to be apartments. That was in process before I was elected to represent that area.
So it's sort of housing attached to a mall. We don't think about that as crazy, but if there were houses above the Avenue in White Marsh, that would be what the Battery is literally in Atlanta for the baseball team. You know, building retail below and people living above it, right? That's modern usage of property, right?
And it's going to have to be the future of Baltimore County. I mean, we have this urban growth boundary that restricts where you can develop. It's why all that green space remains undeveloped along 83, right? I don't want Baltimore County to ever look like Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania. I want to have that farm belt preserved. So to preserve that, we're going to have to be thoughtfully redeveloping
inside
that
boundary. So when a developer wants to come, they want to buy Angelos's land off of Mount Carmel because it faces the highway, and that's where you would want to put a community or a Royal Farms, essentially?
Well, you're going to have to be redeveloping the older areas. Now, what people don't want to see is redevelopment that overcrowds schools and roads. So the challenge we have in White Marsh is, you know, Overly High School, which services White Marsh, is overcrowded. The council passed a bill that better regulates development in those school districts, but we're going to have to find a way of making sure we address that overcrowding problem at Overly High School. You mentioned the parks, all that. People are less resistant to development if the parks and the schools and the other services are
matching.
In place.
Yes,
sure. Yes. That's what
so
they
you're building
get
things and my kid's going to school in a trailer.
Right.
No good.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And the council reformed that law about 2 years ago. So you're going to see, I think, better planning in the future.
David Marks is our guest. He's a Republican councilman. We're out here in Missoni's. So where's your district border? If I start to drive toward, like, Das Beer Hall, where do you end? And if I go south here, down toward the old, I call it the old De La Roses.
Yeah.
Down south. Where does your district end?
Well, my district right now starts over kind of by Perrying Parkway, goes up to Kingsville, down to Middle River, down by Martin State Airport, includes Perry Hall, White Marsh, Fullerton, And
then you give way to Todd Crandall on that end, right? And then you give way to Mike Ertel
on the west.
On the west side, okay.
Yeah, and then Wade Catch on the north. So the council's expanding. There are only two of us that potentially could be returning, Mike Ertel and me. And there's two new districts. So the new district that I'm running in is exclusively a northeastern district. So it'll be the rural area, the northern area, Carolina, that area, and then down to Perry Hall, Kearney, and White Marsh.
You happy with maps, new maps, or are you upset with new maps? Everybody hates maps unless it helps them.
I'm happy because it was a bipartisan process. It wasn't gerrymandered. They're competitive races. That's what we should have in this country, competitive races. I mean, we could end up with 7-2 Democrat-Republican. We could end up with 5-4 Democrat-Republican. People can't stand gerrymandering. It's bad when the Republicans do it. It's bad when the Democrats do it. I think we had a very fair bipartisan process.
And the state of the county, as you see it, I mean, I've talked to Nick, I've had Julian on, I've had Pat on, I mean, I had Izzy on, I've talked to all of them about these issues, about these malls, about these land usages, about what's going on in Lutherville where the light rail comes through. I mean, this county's friggin' important, right?
County's very important.
And you know, I have not had the county executive on. I'll get into that later, but I mean, you were a part of that, and I've as a county guy, I think we could do better, and I hope we do better in the election. But for me, with the issue of shrinkage in the county and east-west and right-left and all of that, I don't think it's been great for the county. I think, you know, there's been a little bit of this people leaving the county thing that's been too much of a hot issue amongst the county executive candidates for me.
Sure.
You know, say like, that's not good. We need to, the county needs to sustain and grow, not shrink. And it is shrinking, for real.
Yeah. We're an inner suburb, and we need to address these issues of growing. We need to address those issues of permitting. I mean, just
inner suburb, meaning we're not Westminster or Bel Air. I'm just trying to understand that.
We're not Harford County. We're not Cecil County. You're right. We have to grow. We do have to grow. There's one issue that's just been vexing, and it's permitting. I mean, it shouldn't take someone 5 years to build a house. It shouldn't take someone 7 or 8 months to get a permit. The default position for permits should be to approve a permit. And that is turning away a lot of developers. It's turning away a lot of small business members.
That's a major complaint.
It turns opportunity away. It turns money away. We're going to have to look at those places that are inside the Beltway and thoughtfully redevelop them. But we also have fiscal challenges, right? We don't want to price people out through higher taxes. We have 25% of our population is senior citizen, 25%. And you don't want those people in fixed income to bear the brunt of paying.
How unnormal is that against Cleveland? I'm making up any Rust Belt place that's north because I feel like if you start talking about where my mother-in-law lives in Venice Beach, Florida or whatever, I would think the senior population could be 60-70% in some of those Florida places. Some of the, you know, the places people would go to retire. How's 25% against Montgomery County?
Oh, it's like, one of the highest in the country.
25 is the highest in the country.
It is. We have among the highest. After Miami, Florida, we have one of the highest proportions of senior citizens.
What's senior mean? How old you got to be?
Oh, gosh.
Be careful. This is a trick. This is a gotcha question for you.
Yeah,
I'm about to become one. That's effed up, dude. I don't even want to say that.
Isn't it conventionally like 60 years old? Is that right?
Dude, I'm 2.5 years from adding. We're going to go to 26% because I'm going to be. Well, some people might. I don't want anybody to die, but But I'm going to be part of that number soon.
Sure, I'm 52. I'm not far behind.
Stay behind.
Yeah.
Stay behind.
But, you know, the next county executive is going to have to make some very difficult choices on land use. And we're going to have to be encouraging much more of that development inside the Beltway. We're going to have to do more with less. And I really think we do have to fundamentally change that permitting system. It really is a huge obstacle to development and to small businesses throughout this county.
I got 1 minute left with you. Democrat, Republican, Trump, not Trump. But Al Redmer is the only sane, maybe you, but I've never had anything where I've really felt like that guy isn't with Trump. I mean, I want people to say this isn't good. This isn't normal. If you support it or didn't support it, it's not a good you seen the gas? It's not a good situation to be dropping bombs on people, especially my people in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. So I just think that's a difficult position for your side of the aisle, even for sane Republicans, I think.
There are things I agree with the president, and there's things I disagree with the president.
What do you agree with?
I think judges should generally be conservative. I think they should guard against radical change. I like the idea of tax cuts. I wish we'd done a lot more in deficit reduction. Both parties could do a lot more on that. I generally believe in a muscular foreign policy. I don't like the rhetoric a lot of times. I broke with my party and a lot of people in my party. I voted to oppose private detention centers being put in Baltimore County. I listened to a lot of constituents on that. So, I pick and choose on a lot of these issues.
Well, then they yell at you, you're a rhino. And then, the name calling emanates from that man. That's where the name call, like, that was... This isn't normal.
Liberals did that to George W. Bush too. I mean, they made fun of him, and this has been
fun is one thing.
Yeah,
being a serial liar, Trump is a serial liar, and the Epstein files. Every American, I just don't understand the worship, the cult part of he lies, we smile. You know, I went through this with Harbaugh with football fans. Like a lie is a lie. It doesn't have a color. It doesn't have an R. It doesn't have a D. It's just where is the truth in it? And that's really where I break rank with the Trump thing. And I think it'd be very hard for me to vote on your side because of that. Even if there's a candidate in Baltimore County who's a Republican that I could hear their message a little bit. And I just think it makes it more difficult.
We had a message. Larry Hogan, I think, he presented a great message for Republicans in the state. And then
couldn't have won it again in his own point. Right. And that's how weird the... Listen, I voted for Hogan.
And he lost the Senate race. He lost the Senate race to Angela Alsobrooks, who I never see in this county.
I've never met Angela Alsobrooks. She's canceled on me twice, but I've never met her.
I can't point to one thing she's done.
Listen, I'm a Democrat that helped Westmore get elected when he was pulling at 2%. Westmore shakes my hand and tells me I was going to do the show, and he's done this 15 times in 3 years, and I haven't. So, like, I'm not – anybody thinks I'm beating the band for Westmore. Attached me to Brandon Scott the other day. I'm like, I like Brandon. I don't need to like all of his policies. I don't think he's nefarious. I don't think he's – underhanded. I think you can look at the results. You can talk about businesses. And if he wants to come and sit and talk to me about it, I'm happy to do that. But I think that's the open discourse that we have to have here. Because no one should agree with everything anybody says. That worries me. That's sycophant. That's not... So, I mean, good for you to break rank. And good for you for holding your ground on whatever you do believe in.
Yeah, and you know what? There's people who will go straight down the ballot and vote one party. And then there's other people that will pick and choose.
I was always a pick and chooser.
Yeah, yeah.
I was always a pick and chooser until the people in the red hats come and support this. This is not Larry Hogan. This is not me voting for Bob Ehrlich, although Ehrlich's in line with it. It's just not. It's not normal. And I hope we get to the point where you and I, 5 years from now, aren't talking about that part of it. We're talking about... Hey, we disagree a little bit, but we're Americans. We're in this together.
Agreed.
It's not you against me.
Yep.
That divided we fall. I learned that in
completely
Judas
agree.
Priest song, 1981. United. David Marks is here, Republican. Nestor here, independently crazy left-leaning Bernie Sanders off the chart knucklehead. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have some Harlem Globetrotters. I have winners here today. By the way, Nicole wants me to show the crab cake here because she doesn't make crab cakes at Missoni's, but she made me one and wanted to let everybody know that Grandma Missoni's recipe from Dundalk. Maybe Crandall will come out and have a little bit of that with me. He's down at Costas as well. It's always good to see you. Thank you very much.
Welcome to Perry Hall.
I've never had Mike Ertel on. I've never had Wade on. I know some people are in and some people are out. I try to have all of you on. So when people give me a hard time, I'm like, Mark shows up. I mean, he's a Republican.
I know.
So everybody's welcome here to come on and have a crab cake or, in the case of your meatballs. We're at Perry Hall. Back for more from Missoni's. It's all brought to you by our friends at GBMC, Farnan and Dermer, and the Maryland Lottery. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.